Ollie May had an interesting Saturday morning. In fact, some would call it downright mischievous.
Just woke up and said, I'll be the devil today.
While May was decked out in Satan garb, she said it was all for a good cause as she joined with nearly 800 other Tuscaloosans in raising money for a local service organization at the 8th annual Great Tuscaloosa Chili Cook-Off. 34 teams made up of a few dozen local companies served up their best version of chili in an effort to win a first place trophy and $500 in cash at the Bryant Conference Center. Glenn Smith is the chairman of the Chili Cook-Off Committee for the Tuscaloosa Exchange Club. He's been running the event for 4 years now and says he expects the group to raise over $20,000 from the event.
I think we're fairly well established now, and I think people like to come and get in on the festivities. There's more to it than sampling chili.
Smith says the four main service areas that his group focuses on are child abuse prevention, youth development, community service, and what he calls Americanism. The group often replaces worn-out American flags and helps veterans facing transportation issues. Some of the Chili Warriors took the theme of American pride to a high level during the event. Costumes and decorations littered the individual stalls allotted to each team. Local PNC banker Nicholas Porter wore a Ronald Reagan mask and a well-fitting suit as he sung the praises of the Exchange Club next to fellow bankers portraying George Washington and Richard Nixon.
With me, what I loved about the club and the civic and philanthropy that they associated with was child abuse prevention, promoting Americanism. Those to me were probably the two most exciting things that I stand for as a person.
While most of the chili cooks were amateurs, two chefs from the Hotel Capstone, including Dakota Kendall, used their experience and professional training to serve up a take on the
BLT sandwich. So I did smoked turkey with applewood smoked bacon. The L in the BLT is actually kale. And then I did a green tomato from Croker, Alabama. So this is a very healthy, hearty chili with purple-hulled peas. It's also very southern.
Some of the other participants included dueling fire departments from Tuscaloosa and Northport, Dreamland Barbecue, DCH Hospital, and various financial services companies. In the end, the six judges could only pick one winner, and they found one in the showing from Robertson's Banking Company, who employed a Jimmy Buffett-infused parrot head theme, much to the chagrin of the devil. If you'd like to learn more about the Exchange Club of Tuscaloosa, you can visit TuscaloosaExchangeClub.org. For WVUA Radio News, I'm Rich Robinson, reporting.